How can an attack execute malware through a script? Before jumping to the topic right away, let us discuss what is malware and script. Malware is a specially designed computer program. It is designed to damage the computer networks of an individual, and on the other hand, script is a program that is carried by another program rather than the computer processor to exploit devices and systems. Cyber attackers always try to find new ways. The programs of security have become vigorous to be defensive against malware file-based attacks. Because of this, the attackers had found new ways, new technique to execute malware through script. The new technique that is moderately becoming popular is script-based malware attack. The script is an efficient way to implement malware attacks. The disk doesn't get any changes and it can easily detour security programs. Script-based malware, it is a type of spiteful attack which is done by cyber attackers. They use JavaScript, PHP, and other kinds of languages to perform this activity. The script-based malware can easily transcend the security protocol of the computer and attack the device. These types of attackers are generally file-less and attack by the direct route. They attack the memory of the system. To counter such attacks becomes challenging because we don't know where to begin. It requires effective analysis. Functioning of script-based malware. Now one thing will come to your mind. How can an attacker execute malware through a script? These types of script-based malware are implemented through the script. They will make you download the program, or they will send you some sort of PDF files through email. There are alternative ways also to implement malware software using JavaScript and HTML programs. These are implemented through various malware attachments and extensions. This can entitle the user to run malware scripts, whereas JavaScript codes can be implemented when cyber attackers persuade the individual to visit infected sites. This can help the attackers to gain control over the individual device. They will use a well-founded Windows operating system after invading your system. Then they haul to implement their actions, and the script is just a way to gain control over the system. How to detach script-based malware executed by attacker? This moderately gets into your system through downloading files from unknown sources and through infected websites. Below given all the steps through which you can detach this script. Erase the recently transferred files and email attachments. For example, PDF. The anonymous application you will find on your system, erase them. They can implement the script. Run the inbuilt malware scanner if you are using Chrome. On your browser, incapacitate the script. Malware software can take control of your system, so make sure to restart it. Till the time your computer is infected, incapacitate the PowerShell. To remove malware from your system, use MalwareFox. How to stop being trapped by the execution of malware through script by attacker? It can create devastation if it penetrates your system. Keeping them away from your system becomes necessary. Following are the tips that tell you how can you be selected from this malware software. Never request anonymous websites to download games or any other sort of files. Don't open unknown emails, they might contain script. Make sure to update your web browser and search engine. Older versions can be vulnerable to malware software. Make sure to update your operating system. The updated operating system will come with better security that can shelter you from malware software. Make sure to keep your Wi-Fi network secured. Enable WPA2 or WPA protocol in settings. Make sure to install firewall and anti-malware security applications on your system. Make sure to disable the script on your web browser if you are visiting any kind of anonymous website. What is PowerShell? It is a substructure that is used for layout management and automating the task. You can access Microsoft Windows Management through PowerShell, WMI. It is a very useful tool for system administrators. What is JavaScript? It is a common language used for scripting, which is used to make web pages and browsers. It can easily modify and manipulate PDF files. Most of the PDF attackers use JavaScript as their main script language. Scripts running. In my organization's network, the organization needs to be ready to defend itself against script-based malware software. The organizations should disunion their several groups. Their day-to-day job is to run scripts. It is not common, but sometimes it is necessary to run a script. Don't run scripts. The script should be implemented only from read-only locations and should be accessed from specific machines. The teams of security should ensure and restrict the use of PowerShell. They should also upgrade their security and should seek out to prevent malware software attacks. They should use the script without interpretation in their day-to-day job. Uncertainty related to malware software. The attacker can send you a file to download to implement the malware software. They use HTML and JavaScript as their main script languages to invade your system. To be sheltered from this malware software, make sure to update your web browser and also update your operating system. Don't visit anonymous websites. They can contain scripts. Don't open anonymous emails. They can implement scripts on your system. Sending emails infected with malware and viruses is called as phishing. You should know what are the common indicators of phishing attempts so that you will identify secure emails quickly and get protected by yourself by not opening that email. Conclusion. In the above article, we have discussed how can an attacker execute malware through a script and how we can be filtered from them. These types of script-based malware can enter into your system with help of infected websites and through anonymous emails. Script-based malware is a new type of malware that can invade your system by surpassing the security, and it attacks your computer memory. These are implemented through various infected sites or by any anonymous emails which contain infected PDFs. You should use MalwareFox and the latest updated version of your operating system to be protected from them. It can erase or collect all your data present on your system. Attackers also use some alternate ways, like the HTML program or JavaScript, to implement in your system. Overall, you should not visit infected sites to download stuff and ignore unknown emails and use anti-malware software to be protected. Read related. What helps protect from spear phishing? 2021.